It was the last couple mornings. At least we're in the 20s.
Yeah, the weekend was pretty good. There was a very high impact of things to do, so that's good. Yeah, it got decent, but the temperature was when I woke up.
Came back from Florida, and then we got together again with them over the weekend. Had dinner with them. Got to hang out with the Cade, the 3-year-old grandson. He's a trip. Had a lot of fun with him. Got some stuff done around the house and cleaned up some of the Christmas decorations. We still got the tree up. We haven't taken the tree down yet. We don't do a lot outside. We got some Christmas decorations we put on the front porch that just have batteries on them that light up and stuff, but we don't decorate the house or put lights on the roof or anything like that. I don't know if you decorate outside. Might want to try the Bay City just for curiosity to see how you make it. You're quite a bit of bacon frying on this one. Sounds a lot better. Maybe just have to use the Bay City for your trip back and forth. Since it's linked in now, works really good. I used to be able to get into the Bay City from my house on the base radio. I don't think I can anymore. To the north of me, we've got that trash hill at 23 and Grand Blanc Road. I used to be able to get into the Flint repeaters, too. Real easy with just a handheld. Now I gotta bump the power up pretty good on my base to get over that hill to try to get into those repeaters.
Bummer. It's always something. It can never be anything easy. How tall is your base antenna?
It's only up about 30 feet.
I'm a directionalized take it, right?
Yeah, it's just 2 meter 440 and 220 fiberglass antenna. I don't have a beam or anything.
Yeah, you're full quieting in here, so you sounded really good on the hemlock repeater, too. Yep. Did you watch the lines at all? I'm getting back with the Christmas stuff. We don't go full. We used to go full bore, you know, with lights on the around the roof, you know, on the rain gutters. floodlights and stuff like that, but yeah, we got a couple of blow up units out there. You know, one of Santa Claus and one of Frosty the Snowman, and decorate the porch. Got these great big colored balls. They're probably about 6 inches in diameter or whatever, you know, and usually hang them. And some garland, some lights. And then there's a floodlight that's on the porch, like a recessed eyeball flood lamp. And I usually screw in a colored bulb into there, and that's on a dimmer, and I can dim it up or down, leave that on for a few hours. Well, it's lightly snowing here in Bay City, and it's freezing on my windshield, so what's going on for weather right here right now. And, yeah, we still have our tree up, too. Most of everything is down in the house. We've got snowman decorations and stuff like that. That's still, that can stay out for a longer time. As far as the tree goes, we just really enjoy having it and looking at it, you know. We're not quick to take it down either. A lot of work taking it down, so we just enjoy having it up. KDRVPK, LDS.
Yeah, I'm showing it's 21 degrees here, but the wind chill's 12, so definitely cold enough to freeze on the windshield. Yeah, we had a nice relaxing day yesterday. I've shoveled snow a couple times. I'm working the weekends right now. I work 8 to 1. I'm on 7 days right now, at least for the first 2 weeks of January. We're on the schedule for the second 2 weeks of January, but it's to be determined. This is our busy time of year. All the call center agents everybody's got new insurance and new prescription cards, and some people have new doctors, new co-pays, so instead of a 10-minute call with a patient, they could be on a call for 45 minutes, and then we take on new patients this time of year. So our call center agents are really busy, and if they're down, we got to get them back up and running as quick as possible. So the wait times aren't too long. So, yep, it's a busy time of year. I get to make a little overtime, get an extra 10 hours of overtime this week and next week, and then we'll see how the rest of the month goes, depending on how, if we're busy enough. My boss will decide if we're going to work the second half of the month. But it's nice in January to get a little extra money. I'll take it. Especially in the wintertime, there's not a lot to do outside, so might as well be making some money. KB8RVP.
There you go. Time always helps. Like you say, especially at GS, it seems like everything's due, house insurance, car insurance. And for December, it's like the plates for the vehicle and the cycle and everything, you know. And everything's done all at once. In December. So, overtime in January always helps. Yeah, I get overtime every now and then, but not very often. We're kind of semi-busy, not like really, really busy and not really slow, but with us it always goes in streaks. sometimes the overtime just kind of happens around summertime usually. Would like it the opposite way where you get it in the winter instead of the summer where you're working overtime after work. Oh well. I'll have too many more years to go and I'll be retiring, so take it easy, you know? Take care as she comes. Yep, my temperature gauge just shows 21 right now. It's almost been colder here in Bay City than it was in Auburn. Just making my way here in Bay City, so it's kind of freezing rain. So other than that, that's about it. Like I say, the weekend was nice and relaxing. Watched a lot of football. Stayed up late last night and watched the Lions, so actually, I don't feel too bad. I thought I'd feel pretty rough. KB8RVP, KB8LVF.
Well, I know the Lions won their game a week ago, I think it was, but if they played again over the weekend, I did not catch it. We don't watch a lot of football. We were catching up on stuff we had recorded on the DVR. We watched quite a bit on Netflix, finished up a series we were watching, started a new one. Had a couple movies we wanted to watch, and we watched those. And I don't think I told you, back in the fall, we bought a 2014 Chevy Spark. It's a manual. Little old lady had it. She was 80, I think. Her husband passed away, and she took over his Subaru. We bought her Chevy Spark. Got a really good deal on it. She had done all the maintenance on it before she sold it. She flushed out, had the cooling system flushed, did a fuel system cleaning, put new tires on it. She did the brakes all the way around. All I had to do was change the gearbox fluid. I'd like to get the brake fluid flushed through, but it just got too cold to do it. I think the brake fluid's 10 years old. It's original, so as soon as the weather breaks, I'm going to get the old brake fluid flushed out. But it gets 40 miles to the gallon. You can fill it up for like $12-15. And we just got it for getting groceries, running around here, going out to my in-laws. They're on a dirt road. But mainly just to keep the salt off of my car for the wintertime. But that's been pretty, just amazing to go to the gas station and fill up. $12, I'm like, what? $12? That's like unheard of. So we drive that thing around for pennies on the dollar. By the way, I'm walking on the treadmill.
I can kind of tell that you're moving around. A little bit of a shakiness there in your voice. I don't know what a spark is. Is that one of those vehicles that are all windows and a little tiny thing? Huh. Well, good. Sounds like you got a good deal on that. $20 to fill it. That'd be nice instead of $50 to $60. Gas prices here are like $3.16. I don't know what they are in your area. Don't Wrangler 319 at Speedway, so I guess it was a little bit cheaper at Meijer. 316 at Meijer, 319 at Speedway. Yeah, boy, that brake fluid probably looks like dark maple syrup.
Exactly. Exactly what it looks like. Dark maple syrup. On our cars, I usually exchange the brake fluid about every 4 years because the brake fluid's hydroscopic and absorbs the moisture, and it gets so cold here. I like to keep that fluid flushed out. I've got a pump. I just put it right on the master cylinder. I got the cap that fits for each car. Pump it up to about 15 PSI and then go to the back passenger left and let it run till it's clear. Top it off. Go to the driver's side rear and then the passenger side and then the driver's side and get all the old fluid out till it runs clear and call it good, top off the fluid, and you're good for another 4 or 5 years. I used to go to Bell Tire. They got a machine, and they'd do it, but a lot cheaper to do it myself. So just one of the maintenance things that I do because we keep our cars. We don't lease them. We don't get a new car every 3 to 4 years like a lot of people do. We just keep them. So keep them nice, do all the maintenance myself, and away you go. Yeah, I haven't been able to even get $15, and it's always been under $15, but the gas here in Fenton was going between $2.66 and $2.89 for quite a few weeks, and then it just went up in the $3. It's, I don't know what it is, $3.29 or something. But the last time I filled up for $2.66 a gallon, so it was only like $12 or $13. KB8RVP.
And just pulling into work parking lot right now. Yeah, I do all my own mechanical work too, if I can. Now on this Ford, most likely not. Unfortunately. Yeah, I'm backing up right now. There. We are parked. Yeah, it's good to do your maintenance. Can't afford to do new vehicle every 3 years, 4 years, or whatever. Yeah. Not in my lifetime. Yeah, I still have a 97 Pontiac Trans... 98 Pontiac Transport. 97 Z71 pickup truck still. So what does that tell you?
Hey, if you can keep them running, might as well. There's a couple of car guys that I watch on TV, and they were saying that they're seeing right now that people are buying and leasing cars, but they're not trading anything in. Some of it's because people are upside down. People bought cars during the pandemic, and they were paying, you know, $5,000, $8,000, $10,000 dealer markups to be able to get cars, especially during the chip shortage. And so now they want to trade the car in. They're like, well, you can trade it in, but you're going to need another $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 for the amount that you're upside down. And people are like, oh, geez, I can't afford $6,000 or $7,000 just to trade a car in, not to get money to put down on your new one, just to be able to trade in the old one. So they're hanging on to their current car and getting another one or whatever. But car sales are very slow. When you drive by car dealerships, you just see cars are parked everywhere.
See that. I kind of want to get a new car for my wife. I'm looking at the Chevy Blazer. Kind of scoping them out. Haven't really went out and really looked. Preferably when they're closed so you don't get attacked. I think that'll be our next new vehicle. I think next month we'll end up paying off my pickup truck. So pay this one off and then start all over on a new one. We should be good for the rest of our life.
Yeah, my parents had two Buick Rendezvous in their garage, and they called it 05 and 06 or whatever, 07, 09, whatever the heck the years were on them. That's how they referred to them, and they traded in one of the Rendezvous, the oldest one, and they bought a Chevy Equinox or something. I think it was used, but yeah, you can keep them running. They'll last you a long time, especially if you do the maintenance. These deals where they're telling you the cars have forever coolant for 150,000 miles and forever transmission fluid never needs to be changed and oil changes at 10,000 miles, nope. Never happened here. I changed the coolant about 60,000, changed the transmission about 50,000, 60,000, changed the oil every 3,000 to 5,000 and used full synthetic. It'll last you a long time. I've got a program on my laptop called ForeScan for my Ford vehicle. You can scan the codes, clear the codes. I had a small EVAP leak. Check engine light came on. I checked it. I replaced the purge solenoid for the EVAP system, and check engine light went out, cleared the codes. That was about 2 years ago. Have a good day at work, Chris, 73KB8RBP.
That comes in handy, don't it? That's the way to go. Stay on top of it, you know. That's what we try to do, too. Yeah, stuff that they say is 10,000 miles before you see your change. It's like, wow, really? No. I'll do it before that, thank you. Alrighty, yep, 6:56, I better get in there. It's going to be a long week. Everybody's spoiled and having vacation and time off, you know, and holiday time. Yeah. At least the days will be seeing more daylight soon. I noticed a couple days ago, it was like 6 o'clock and it was still, well, it was dark, but it wasn't like completely dark. So it's getting a little lighter now. That's good. All right, catch you later, Mike. Have a good day. And catch you tomorrow, possibly. KB8RVP, KB8, all the up, we're clear. KDA CMI. Well, a Hotel Delta India Mari.
Bobby. Bobby.
KF8EYL monitoring. KF8EYL monitoring. Heard another station keying up, but there was no audio. KF8AYL monitoring.